Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Vizag Industries Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Valecha from Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Welcome you all to the 2Q FY23 results conference call of Vizag Industries Limited. We have with us from the management Mr. Vamsi Krishna, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Shafiullah, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Vinay Bhatija, the Head Investor Relations. Now I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Vamsi Krishna for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Very good afternoon to everybody on the call. I welcome you all for the Q2 FY23 call. Thank you all for joining us today and participating. Our performance for the period ended 30th September, the second quarter, has been relatively satisfying. In a challenging situation, in a challenging environment globally and domestically, we've managed to maintain. The revenues of all our business segments have improved compared to previous year, same quarter, due to the consistent demand for our products. The geopolitical situation of the Russia-Ukraine conflict has led to an increase in our input costs across all parameters, and other costs have put downward pressure on our margins. The war has been going on longer than anyone has expected. The rising interest rates, the rupee depreciation, and the disruption in supply chain across the segment makes the higher impact affecting our margins. As stated, all segments have seen a very good growth in revenues compared to the previous years. That shows that it has a very strong and robust demand in terms of the product utility is concerned. In spite of the seasonality, it is very evident that all the businesses are growing in terms of revenue. Though Q2 is not the best performing quarter across the industry due to the seasonality. I should start with VNext. As we can see, the segment has been performing consistently and especially well. The revenues grew 44% year-on-year. The domestic demand has been resilient, and our exports have also grown by 50% volume. The countries that we export to are GCC, the U.K., South Africa, among others. The company is continuously working on how best we can improve our margins in this business. We are very bullish on this product segment. With our country aspiring to be a 5 trillion economy by 2026-2027, and the government spending kicking in anytime soon, we see an optimistic growth in this product segment. Not only in the domestic, but we are seeing a very good pickup in the export front to expand our base for this division. Just to brief about the product, many companies are using our product today in a variety of commercial, residential, and industrial applications, and we are seeing good growth in the residential projects as well. The product continues to be accepted and gaining momentum with several high-profile projects. The affordable housing sector also helps us see the right transition compared to the other. VNext is growing as a great alternative to the traditional building materials. The post-COVID era, the commercial projects and the domestic companies are realizing the true benefit of the VNext business. The Coimbatore factory, which is our fourth factory, that started production in the fourth quarter of last year has seen a good rise in the capacity utilization. In addition, the front integrated panel factory in Coimbatore started in July this year as well. We are pleased to announce that all four factories of VNEX across the country are operating at near full capacity. We have also announced the opening of the fifth VNEX boards factory in the eastern part of our country in West Bengal, which should be operational by mid-2023. The Atom Solar roof is also experiencing good momentum in the market. The product is settling in, and the product, which is patented, works as a two-in-one solution, a hybrid product that works both as a roof and solar, with increased power generation compared to the traditional alternatives. The Atom roof generating products are trying to create various platforms to see the benefit of going green. People see what this product does in terms of the financial benefit and going green to help benefit the environment. The uniqueness of this product is helping it enter interesting market spaces and create good clientele like the Mahindra and the Covishield groups with good long-term midterm returns in the pipeline. We have started appointing EPC contractors across the country to have a good spread and growth in the country. In terms of the potential, we see that a big breakthrough in terms of export market is to come. We have received orders from Thailand, Australia, Kenya, and South Africa as well, which we expect to have high demand for Atom in the coming months. With the yarn segment, the Wonder Yarn, the Green Yarn, all the R&D put in to the back end of the COVID era has paid off. We are one of the first to make an interesting breakthrough in terms of using recycled PET yarns to make sustainable fabrics. The yarn volumes for Q2 have grown 33% year on year, registering one of the highest and best numbers for Q2 in this segment. Value-wise, the sales have increased almost 50% year on year, despite the fact that Eurozone, which is our major destination for export, has been affected to the highest levels because of inflation. Now, our legacy business, that is the roofing business, is seeing quite a few challenges because of the war situation. The geopolitical situation has therefore caused a tremendous increase in our raw material costs, the inflation, and other factors putting a lot of pressure on the margins that we see. The best part out of all the situation is that we still see a very strong demand. That demand is growing and is resilient in the main market areas. And even in Q2, which is typically the lowest out of the whole year, our volumes have grown almost by 12% year on year. Last quarter, we commenced a new additional line at Raigarhpur, which is also operating at more than 80% of capacity as on date. We are cognizant of the fact that margins have suffered due to raw material costs, but this is a one-off phenomenon. Visakha, being a pan-India player, is making its best use in terms of how to address the situation in terms of the global and domestic situations to ensure that the right efforts are put in the right areas to bring the best out for the company. Also, the goal of the company to build new businesses in terms of Lenext, sustainable yarn and solar continues to be strong, supported by good revenue growths in each of the segments. The total income for the company for September quarter grew by 24% year-on-year from 294.30 crores to 364.7 crores. The EBITDA for the company in the current quarter is 26.5 crores and PAT is 7.4 crores. The building products revenue is grown by 18% from 241 crores to 286 crores with volume increase of 17%. The yarn segment is grown by 50% from 51 crores to 77 crores with volume growth of 33% for the quarter. The overall situation as the company as we see is that we are still bullish and positive in terms of the market and in terms of the product demand. That is a good indicator for us in terms of the way forward, that the business is here in terms of demand. The margin pressure, which we see mainly due to the geopolitical situation and the input costs increase across various platforms, as they settle down, I think the company will maintain its good course in terms of what we try to create. That's for now, and I will open it up for question answers for further interaction, and then I can give my closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. The first question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is related to the V-Boat division. I firstly wanted to have a clarification regarding the capacity utilization of our new plant, including the panel. So what is the current capacity utilization of all the plant put together and the new plant separately?
All the plants put together, we are doing more than 90 to 95%. The new plant is somewhere around 80% as of now.
So, given that, sir, we have ramped up all our new capacity so fast, which indicates a very strong demand. So, I wanted to understand in two parts. First, why are we unable to take realization increase given the strong demand? And secondly, what are the steps that we are taking, in order to reduce our cost?
Yeah, so great. So I think first off, in terms of price realization, actually we have taken very good price increases this year, this financial year, for the boats segment. The actual unfortunate thing where we are unable to see the real impact of the price increase is because of the impact of the input cost that has gone up. So if you really see, the input cost has gone up close to about 12 to 15% in terms of the cost impact. That has been offset by the price increase, still having a good positive number in the next business in terms of net realization. However, once the sizes of our input costs stabilize in view of the geopolitical situation, in view of the supply chain issues that we are facing, definitely we will be seeing much higher margins in this business. But nevertheless, I think the market is absorbing better pricing as we have observed over the past couple of months.
So against 12% increase in input cost, how much realization increase we have already taken?
We have taken almost the same amount, if not more, in terms of the benefit that we are getting, because we are still, I think, comfortable in terms of the margins in this business as almost 11 to 12% positive. So I think we are reasonably doing okay, but we need to make more efforts to reduce the impact of the expense that we are going through right now.
Okay. So, sir, in this division building product, we did a EBIT margin of 4.4%. And given that you are saying in Reboot, we have almost taken a hike of hike equivalent to our input cost increase. So is it fair to assume that our asbestos business is either reporting loss or reporting a very negligible profit currently?
No, see, I'll tell you, we are not doing a loss in that. We are positive. But the net margin drop is quite high. There's almost the input cost increase just on the asbestos front has been close to 30% increase in terms of pricing. So I think as a company, we've still managed to offset that to a large extent. But still, we have, as you can see in the results, we are quite impacted in terms of the numbers. I think post the war situation, the main input costs in terms of asbestos or in terms of pulp or the other logistics impact, as they stabilize, I think definitely we'll be seeing more stable numbers. I would say this is a one-off situation in terms of unstable high input costs that have been taken into account for this quarter. Yeah.
Okay, so but what is the current situation like? If we have to assume of the results that are expected to come up probably in 3 months or 6 months or 9 months, how do you see the input cost currently? Where are we? Have we peaked or is it reducing? If you can give some kind of idea.
It's hard to say in terms of have we peaked, because the situation as we are experiencing, it's been, I think, extremely long in terms of the war. Honestly, we didn't see or expect a war in the first place. And having said that, post-war, the duration and the length of the entire, the war situation is very uncertain. Having said that, I think we should be able to see stabilizing situations coming forward, and as things stabilize, definitely our margins will be going back to our normal phase. I would not indicate that this is something of a standard situation and we are helpless to do. Definitely, because of our input costs, the impact has occurred, which I do not feel is a long-term impact. I think there will definitely be a stabilization that will happen in the coming months to go. Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of our effort in reducing other costs, what are the key steps that we are taking? Because if I see historically also our in our other expenses, we have a very high miscellaneous expense and some of the other cost elements are also very high. So where do you think we can reduce and what steps are we taking?
Yeah. So Mr. Subhava Agarwal, I think that in terms of managing each expense and cost, I think if you really compare us in terms of other competitors also, you will see that we are still doing on par, if not better, in terms of maintaining our parameters and expenses. I think our company is trying the best in terms of how best we can limit unnecessary expenditure in terms of maintaining our margins for each division. So I think that we are in the right track. The effort is on, and we must make the best situation in terms of the input cost that we are exposed.
Yeah, and anything in terms of freight cost, because that is also a big element of our...
Yes, of course. Everything has gone up. In fact, freight cost also has increased tremendously because of the fuel cost increase. And as you know, our business is quite heavy on the freight dependency because of our distribution of our products. So yes, definitely that has also impacted us.
And it is not trending downwards currently. It's stable at a higher level.
As of now, yes.
Okay. Got it. Sir, secondly, coming to the yarn division, if we see our volume details, we are consistently selling higher than what we are producing. So are we engaging in trading activity? And how confident are we of maintaining this margin of 15%?
No, we are not doing any trading. We are trying our best to increase our production levels in terms of how best we can service the market. And margin point of view, I think we are stable, but we are observing that many companies have started making alternatives because the product is not moving well. The cotton-based products are not moving as the price impact is there in the market. So due to that, we may see a few fluctuations, but broadly, I think we are in the right bracket here.
So you are saying you will be able to maintain the volume also?
Volume, yes, for sure. Price fluctuations may happen in terms of different market shifts that are happening.
Got it. I'll come back in the future. Thank you for answering.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Kumar Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. You said 12% increase in overall input cost and 30% increase in investors cost, right?
Yeah.
So this is on Y-on-Y basis, or this is this increase is from Q1 to Q2? Because Q1 we had June quarter we had input, already had some input cost impact, but margin was not so bad in Q1. We had a fairly good margin overall, but this quarter is impact only this 12% increase is from Q1 to Q2, or this is from last year same quarter?
It is from Q1 to Q2.
Okay, Q1 to Q2. So 30% increase you have seen from Q1 to Q2 in asbestos. That is why our roofing segment...
Not just in asbestos. What I've indicated is in terms of our pulse cost is one indication. And in terms of asbestos cost, so what really happens is in terms of the agreement and in terms of the material being received, the pricing keeps... getting allocated according to that. So due to that, you are able to see a sudden push. Also because of volumes being low,
right.
The impact is seen a little higher in terms of actual numbers. Yeah.
Okay. Because Q2 and Q3 remains muted for roofing business. And Q4, Q1 will be good. So once we achieve the Q2... higher volume in maybe in Q4, Q1, we will, even at these price, we can have a better margin, right?
Typically, but the cost impact has been quite high in terms of what we are observing. So we are trying our best to maintain and deliver the margins that we can look forward to now.
In terms of market share in roofing segment, did we also see some slowdown in terms of demand? Because one of our competitors which has delivered result, they also have seen not good growth in terms of revenue. So are we also seeing
demand point of view, like I've always said, especially for the traditional business in terms of asbestos,
I think anywhere between 5% to 10% in terms of the overall market and industry is what we can observe every year. Mm. In that, really in terms of who can capture more market shares, who is present in which market in terms of growth rate. Like, for example, if you take a look at our Rai Bareilly facility, where we added 1 lakh additional capacity, we are looking at good growth in Bihar, Jharkhand, in those rural belts, basically. That is where the rural country is still growing in terms of adopting new roofing materials. So that area will be contributing to us. So that is really, I think, market dynamics in terms of where the product is being used. But I think broadly on a large level, I can tell you that anything between 5 to 10% is what you can expect in terms of the industry market outlook.
And we are maintaining our market share, if not increasing, right?
Definitely this year it will increase because of our new plant and because of the new markets that we are entering with the additional capacity, which earlier we were not able to cater to. That definitely will be an increase for us, yes.
And what was the contribution from Atom Solar Roofing in this quarter? And have you seen any input cost pressure over there also?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think actually this quarter has been a little slow in terms of overall, product outlay because of the spread of cost. The cost impact has been quite visible in this segment as well. But we are getting constant, our booking order is quite strong. So in that point of view, we are okay.
So we are still maintaining 60-70 crore revenue for this this year. In this
we may see a slight decline in that, but we are still on the positive growth front in that space. Yeah.
Okay.
And we had indicated around 50 crores earlier. Yeah.
Sorry. 50.
We had indicated around 50 crores earlier.
Okay. So this quarter was a little bit muted. A
little slow, but I'm not seeing that as a large impact for our target this year. Yeah.
And last 1 month, have you seen any softness in input cost overall, or it is still at elevated level?
Sorry, I didn't get that. Last 1 month?
October month, how has been input cost for you, or it is still at elevated level? Or wood pulp and asbestos and
nothing in particular that I can comment on. I think it is on the same increasing trend which we've seen. Yeah. Nothing.
Not seeing any softness.
Not not to a great extent. Yeah.
Okay, sir. And that's all from my side.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from Nidara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi. Please tell me.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Sir, you mentioned that you all had started up Tanner division in July of this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is the unit economics of the panels division and the boards division similar?
No, so panels is more of an integrated, forward integrated product that goes in. So the size, in terms of size, in terms of revenue, boards will definitely be much higher than panels. But I think margin wise, both will be similar. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunny Vadva from Equinix Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hi.
My first question is on the raw material risk management. The world absolutely has no surety when the Ukraine conflict will end. And even if it is, there is a sanction on Russia, will not be lifted immediately. Also, with the currency depreciation and persist inflation, the cost pressure will persist too. So one is, except for looking alternatives like Brazil, what does the company plan to do to mitigate the input and overhead cost? And second is, and like in Europe, due to very high inflation, does the management feel that some small companies can do go out of business in this sector?
So, yeah, first off, I think in terms of offsetting the situation that we are facing in terms of input costs, I think there's a threshold in terms of how much we can take to make an asbestos sheet in terms of costing, because we have a higher alternative in terms of making a non-asbestos product. So there is a price variation in terms of a non-asbestos product and an asbestos product. In terms of technology, it is proved, and I think I speak for the industry here as well. Almost all of the companies do have some sort of a non-asbestos product which we do cater in the market. So it really is the pricing and the margin play, where at this cost and at this price, I can still depend on asbestos, and at this cost, I will not depend on asbestos. So that is really a call I think we will take when if it comes to that stage. We are not expecting that in spite of all these spikes. I definitely look at situation improving once the war situation settles down. That's the first point. Second point, in terms of offsetting this, we are actually trying as a company to increase our exports in view of the depreciation of our currency and all of that happening. And we are trying our best to increase our exports from the B-Next and the other businesses that we are into. Coming to the point of smaller players closing down, I don't think I can comment on that in terms of what may happen, because as of now, I think everybody is comfortable. I don't see a shutdown situation for the smaller players also. So that is the current outlook. Yeah.
My second question is on price difference in asbestos versus non-asbestos, and what is the that scenario?
So there are different variants. There are different variants in terms of there are some variants that have 10 to 15 rupees. Some have 15 to 20 rupees. So it really depends on what we are trying to cater in the market, right? From a simple plain non-asbestos sheet versus a colored non-asbestos sheet as well. So we have little room to play there with. But I do not see that complete shift or such a panic situation where we need to look at this as aggressively. Yes, but we are definitely trying to make our best efforts to have as little impact in terms of saying, okay, asbestos is increasing, what is the best alternative for us as a company? And we are putting our efforts in that space.
My last question is on company foreign exchange exposure. So on a quarterly basis, what is the average amount of FX remittance, and to what extent do we hedge our exposure? Does the company have a FX hedging policy?
Yeah, I think Mr. Shafi, would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, Mr. This almost 40 to 45 lakhs exposure is there towards imports, and this almost 11 to 12 lakhs exposure is there towards exports. So right now, based on the trends and after checking with the negotiation with management and the banks also, we are whenever required now, we are booking the forward cover. Otherwise, earlier now, rupee was very stable, and that much fluctuations were not there. We were not booking. Now we have started booking also. Because from March, it was about 75 for USD. Now it has gone up almost 82. So wherever requirement is there, we are booking. And earlier now we used to take buyer's credit for import paper. Now the payment terms have changed to advance, so we are making upfront payments, so there is no liability towards foreign exchange transaction. That is what our way of transaction and handling the forex transaction.
I think just to add, yeah, please go ahead.
What is the FX hedging policy as on date?
See, 4 rupees almost, it will have impact of 2 to 3% on the margin if it goes above 4 to 5 rupees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshi Mangtani from Havis Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is on Atom Solar Roof. We still don't have the clarity on the product. So first, can you please explain what the patent is all about? Like, there are other solar roofs, and I understand that this is a roof integrated on fiber cement board. So what is the patent about, if you can please explain, and about the life of the patent?
Yeah, so I think quite simply to put it, Atom is where solar is infused into our roofing product. It's not directly the fiber cement board that we make. It's actually a variant of our cement board. And a lot of R&D has gone in terms of what type of roof can fit with this product. So that is really the integrated roof. And we have patented for the product in terms of the technical fusion, how the product is made. That is what the patent covers. And we have the patent for 20 years. It's a product patent. And we've got it in India, in US and in South Africa. China and Europe are patent pending as of now. So that's a brief for you. Yeah.
And sir, following on it, we have been hearing since the past 8 con calls or something, so since 2019, that Atom is a new product, but now I guess time is running out. Can we please get the revenues, the order book for it, and the margins? Because we hear a lot about other companies like KPI Green bagging X worth of orders, and we have not heard Vishakha and Atom getting any big orders. Simultaneously, if you can highlight the sales efforts, the company.
Oh, yeah, surely. So first off, I think it will take more time because Atom type of product is not in the market today. What you are talking about is still the traditional solar roofs, the companies that you are mentioning. And in reality, in terms of product outlay, in terms of construction industry, what we have observed is the gestation period for a product in the construction space typically is quite long, at least what we have observed with Venex. If you see, it has taken almost, you know, 8 to 10 years for us to start talking in terms of 30-35% growth rate in terms of market share or growth rate in the product. But having said that, yes, I think we'll be definitely able to give you a more clear picture in another, I think, in another 6 months to a year. I think we'll be able to share very good positive conversions in terms of the spread and market. I think overall aspect of it, since the product has been new and people have not experienced a product like this, I think the conversion that is happening will definitely yield to strong positive growth in the next 6 months to come. So that is the outlay for Atom as of now.
Okay. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sulabh Agarwal from Treehouse Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the V-Board segment, particularly the market size and competitors. As you have said in the previous call that Vishakha is the market leader and that kind of Vishakha represents the market. So seeing the current robust growth, why aren't new players coming in? Also, why wouldn't the ply companies enter the segment, considering they are more capital than companies already operating in the industry?
Sure. So I think why new players are entering, not entering, I think it will be almost an assumption to speak on, but I think broadly, if we look at it, I think the groundwork that was required for establishing a business now today, I think this year we're looking at anywhere between 350 crores in this division for the next. And the way the business has been dependent heavily on the architect fraternity and the dealer distribution network, which now we have close to around 2,500 selling points across the country. In terms of that, I think we have been able to establish a good market fit in terms of the utility, and that required a lot of groundwork, a lot of homework, which had a long gestation period, like I was saying. And the immediate competitors in this industry in terms of roofing shifting into a product like cement boards, I think most of the large players have made their entry, and in terms of their appetite and capacity, they've been able to deploy in the market. We have been more aggressive and bullish on the product, so I can talk on that basis in terms of saying, okay, Visakha felt that VNEX will be a business that can be built in terms of scale and in terms of impact, and we are doing that. And I think we will be the only guys who have been setting up plants as aggressively compared to other competitors also. So I can comment on that in terms of that. By plywood guys have not entered. I think they have, a couple of plywood guys have tried to do this business. I think some companies were trading with cement boards and tried to enter the market. But the market fit didn't happen, I think. So that's the reason the competitive market has been a little slow in that front. But I think as an industry and the growth that we are experiencing, the product utility we are experiencing, I think cement boards will be a very well-established business in the next couple of years. We'll be seeing a lot more deployment across all fraternities. I can comment as such. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. My second question is regarding funding of the new factory. Does the CapEx be all internal accruals, or what are the debt levels we are looking at?
Yeah, we will be taking some amount of debt in that as well. It is going to be a mixture in for the new project. Yeah, we are going to invest about 100 crores in that space.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let it be all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shambhavi from Infinity Funds. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on VNEX Solutions. Can you elaborate on that product as what exactly it is, the current scope of work, revenues, margins, order book? So basically what is happening in that segment?
Yeah, sure. So in terms of VNEX, I think first off to mention, we started off as a single product play wherein we were really trying to fight against plywood and try to fight against gypsum board. Today, I think that has been very well established. Most people who had never heard what a fiber cement board was, today they really know what utility a product like cement board has in terms of having 3 hours fire rating or having water resistant or termite resistant. And over the years, the groundwork that we've been able to create, today we are seeing many projects directly using our products in terms of the false ceiling against gypsum board or the drywall partitions which have 3 hours fire rating, or even in the residential market where people are using our product in the bathroom and in the kitchen areas because it's unaffected by water. So that is really the area that this product is taking its position against the gypsum boards and against the plywoods. And today, the increase of workmanship in terms of fabricators and carpenters working on our product has increased drastically. So that is, I think, what is really creating a new business for us. And also the network that we were able to create in terms of our distribution, we are spread across the country in terms of market spread, the project placement, the manufacturing plant placement also has been well spread out. We are in the north, west and south. Now we are expanding in the east as well. So we will be the first company in the country to have a pan-India presence in terms of having manufacturing capacity as well, apart from being the largest in terms of volume in manufacturing and sales. And we see that this adoption of fiber cement board is only increasing. And with, you know, earlier somebody was asking about the price impact or price increases. Because of the market situation, we could even get a positive response from the market when we took price increases on the product. So I think we are on the right track in terms of what we originally sought out to in terms of creating a business in VNEX. And in the next 5 years, just to share with you in terms of what we are experiencing and expecting, I think we should set up a plant every year and a half or every 2 years for the VNEX business in terms of the demand that is growing. So that's a rough outlay for you in terms of what VNEX is trying to create.
All right, sir. My second question is more on the strategic aspect of the organization. We have been listening to the management past 3-4 years, where the management speaks about these innovative products and a new segment with forward integration like Atom, which it is, I believe, then Atom Charge, VNEX Solution, Atom Life, etc. But none of the products have performed, and now we see Atom Charges off the presentation itself. This one is showing the lack of clarity of the management, or rather, if I be a bit straightforward, inability of the management, which is reflecting in the stock prices. Your comments on this and on company's future strategy, please. And if you can elaborate on the marketing efforts the company is putting in.
I think that's a little rough and uncalled for, ma'am. Actually, I don't think maybe we'll be very happy to sit with you one-on-one to give you some more clarity in terms of what we are trying to do. But overall, I think we have not gone back on any of the initiatives. In fact, all the initiatives that we have started are on positive trend. The impact in terms of trying to do something new, in terms of introducing a new product in the building space or in the construction space, has its gestation time. It's not like a technology product where we can scale up within 6 months in terms of having a download or not using the app. I definitely request Mr. Vinay to set up a call with you one-on-one to share what the company is doing and where it's going in terms of the direction that we have proposed. I want to restate that whatever new products we have launched, all are in the market. They are commercially ongoing, and definitely it will take time to show you the results that we're expecting, but I think we are very much on the right track. Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajat Sethia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. About this building product segment, have you considered reporting the margins and we report revenue separately, but have you ever considered reporting the margins also separately?
Yeah, I think we have shared, I think, over time, right? We have been sharing.
No, we will share once it works out for us. Because as per our statutory requirement, no segment reporting concerned, we are not reporting anything separately. But we will see into that. We will see whether we can publish based on that. Anyhow, we can tell you on one-on-one basis, Mr.
Sure. It will be good to put those numbers in the presentation. That will be really helpful. And
anyhow, these volumes are going up. No, now we can look at that. So far now, we were not putting based on the numbers. So we are looking into that.
Right now, at what capacity level did we say are we operating? We are operating in this board segment?
Yeah, right now we are around 90%, 90 to 95% across the four plants. Yeah.
Okay, and the fifth one is about to come, right?
Fifth one we've just announced. So we are going to start construction anytime this month, actually. So
okay.
Post that... Sorry?
How long will that take to commission?
We will take around, we are expecting mid of next year. So something around maybe end of first quarter or something is what we should be having the product out by.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, I think in the past we have mentioned that we will grow this segment by 30-40% every year. So just would like to understand what gives us the confidence. Do we have some sort of visibility or is there a plan, sales and marketing plan in place? So what gives us the confidence that, this segment can grow by this high rate every year?
The confidence comes from actually achieving it. Year on year, we are experiencing a minimum of 35+ percent in terms of growth. Actually, the revenue bump up that you're seeing, what our company is experiencing last couple of quarters, is from this division. Having said that, in terms of market play, there is not been a product like fiber cement board in the Indian market. And we have introduced that product, substituting traditional materials like plywood and gypsum board. And in terms of market shares, that is where we are converting people using plywood or gypsum board to use cement board. So that is really what is the market we are looking at to convert. And our market deployment strategy is quite strong in terms of the rate of adoption. We have touched hardly 2,500 selling points, like I mentioned. We see that number, increase or double, triple every year, year and a half as we go in terms of distribution network. Definitely we are looking at such numbers here.
Okay. All right. And so for the yarn segment...
Mr. Sethia, may be requested to please return to the queue for follow-up. We have other questions in the queue.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sunny Vanga from Equinox Funds. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I'm audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, my last question is, we see the non-roofing revenues have gone up. So what is the roadmap ahead? Do we see demerger of SPB as segment? If you can give the roadmap of 4 to 5 years for each product.
Yeah, surely. So I think definitely the non-asbestos business that we have been committing or we've been sharing over the past so many years is coming to play. We are looking at how best we can increase revenues from the Venex divisions and from the solar business. I think now we have touched, I think somewhere around 60-40 is the ratio that we are looking at. And I think within the next couple of years, with the rate that we are expecting the new businesses to take over, definitely we'll be seeing a higher contribution from non-asbestos business. We have communicated that the goal is definitely to do more than 50% of our revenues from non-asbestos. I think we've reached a milestone with VNext touching 25% alone, apart from textiles, that will be another 20%. So I think, yeah, I think next one or two good years, we should be seeing see the actual transition happen.
The current participant is moved out of the queue. That was the last question for today. I hand over the conference to the management for the
great.
Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And I think it's been a tough quarter, I think, for the overall industry and the general market as such. But I think we are in the right track. The company is trying to make the best use of its resources and try to maintain the expenses to the minimum in terms of business operations. And going forward, as the situation stabilizes, we definitely expect our company to do better in terms of both revenue and margins. The important thing to note is a strong demand always gives a confidence for the future of the business. And I think each of our divisions is experiencing that in spite of the heavy input costs that we are experiencing. So I'd like to reassure to everybody that we are on the right track and we look forward to going through and creating a good business in the coming months. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.